So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we have this day, this Good Friday, in which we walk with Jesus through his passion and death, we are reminded of the history of salvation, which began at the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And what put into motion the history of salvation was basically a breakdown in trust. If you go back to Genesis and read the story of Adam and Eve, you see that what the devil does is come and tells them first one lie that they don't believe in. And it says, didn't God tell you that you couldn't eat of any of the trees of the garden? And they pick up on that first lie. And they say, no, God told us we could eat of any of the tree except the tree in the middle. And this is what the devil uses to bring the breakdown of trust. That is, the devil sows in Adam and Eve mistrust. Because the devil says to Adam and Eve, you see, here's why God doesn't let you eat of the tree in the middle, because God knows that the day you eat of this tree, you will be like him. And because God doesn't want you to be like him, i.e. God wants to limit you, then God must not be a loving father. Because if God was a loving father, he would let you do whatever you want. And so, because of that seed of mistrust that is planted in Adam, Adam believes the lie of the devil and says, it's true, God doesn't want me to be like him, so I'm going to eat the fruit so that I can be like God. Why? Because they stopped trusting God. Adam and Eve stopped trusting God. And because of that, their relationship with God is shattered. Because of that, the human race is cut off from happiness. But it is exactly from that moment in which mistrust was sowed that we need a savior. That is, someone who can come and reestablish the communion, the relationship that was broken. And as we heard in the gospel and in the readings today, this is the mission of Jesus Christ. Christ comes to rebuild that trust, to rebuild that relationship. And it is through the cross of Christ that trust is rebuilt. It is through the cross of Christ that cross is a bridge of trust. Because it is through that cross that we are able to return to a relationship with God. In other words, Christ comes and reverses Adam's lack of trust. And if we were listening to the gospel, how does Christ reverse the lack of trust? Well, in the Garden of Gethsemane, in which he's praying, Lord, if it is your will, let this cup pass me by. And then he says, but not my will be done, but your will be done. In other words, Father, I trust you completely. I trust that you love me, and that this is your plan for me. Where Adam did not trust God, Christ trusts his Father. And because of that, because of obedience, as the letter to the Hebrew says, son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. It is Christ's limitless trust in God that rebuilt the bridge between us. It is the trust of Christ that enables us to enter once again into a relationship with God. Now, today, my dear brothers and sisters, this day of Good Friday is an opportunity for us to look and to contemplate what Christ has done for us on the cross. Because it is through that cross that we once again find our Father in heaven. It is through that rescue mission that God sent his Son that we are reestablished into a relationship. But when we look at the cross, we look at the cross of Christ, we see that Christ had to suffer. But if we understand this cross, if we understand the intensity of love that God had, that looking at that suffering changes our life. Because that suffering has meaning. God, Christ gave his life for you and for me. And that's why today we will have an opportunity to adore the cross. I don't know how many times we have thought of this, but why do we come forward to adore this cross? Because first and foremost, it is through this cross that we find God. But it's not just through the cross of Christ. Because the cross that we come to adore represents the crosses that are in our life. And the adoration of the cross has no meaning if we don't first understand our own crosses that we are carrying. And my dear brothers and sisters, we struggle carrying our cross because everything in us never wants to suffer. We're always looking away to escape suffering. But what we don't understand is that it is in that cross that we find life. It is in carrying that cross that we find life. But we also have to understand that that cross is not something we carry alone. Again, it said in the letter to the Hebrews, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help." In other words, what St. Paul is saying is that cross that is weighing so heavily on you, you are not alone. Why? Because Christ suffered on a cross also. Therefore, your cross is bearable. Your cross is carryable. Your cross has meaning. And that's why St. Paul says, "So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help." In other words, let us confidently approach the cross of Christ and our own crosses because Christ has suffered for us. And so we are able to carry our crosses. If we do it confidently with Christ. And so I invite you, as we come forward for this adoration of the cross, I invite you to ask the Lord, "Lord, what is my cross today? What is it that makes me suffer?" It is that cross that we kiss today. That is the cross you are kissing. That is the cross that will save you. Exactly because Christ has died for us, has given his life for us. And that is why, my dear brothers and sisters, because Christ has carried our crosses, wants to carry our cross with us, we as Christians are called to help others who are suffering. I don't know if we realize the world is clamoring and suffering, and they don't know why they're suffering. They don't know why their suffering is so difficult and has so little meaning. It's because they don't understand the cross. And the only way that they're going to understand the cross is by the ones who are sitting here in these pews. Because God has helped us to carry our cross. We are called to go out into the world and help others carry their cross. Help others not to feel alone in their suffering, not to feel abandoned. This is one of the greatest sadnesses in the world, is that man feels abandoned. And when man is abandoned and life has no meaning, then the only answer is death. And as you see, death is rampant. Suicide, rampant. Euthanasia, rampant. Because deep down, man does not know what to do with suffering. Unless the world sees Christians who carry their cross with joy. When people see us outside of this church, do they see men and women who carry their cross with joy? When somebody encounters you, do they see joy that even in your sufferings, even in your difficulties, even in your hardships, you have a peace? And if they see that, I promise you, the world will clamor for it, because the world is looking for that peace. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today as we come forward for this adoration of the cross and we have this opportunity, this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, we come forward asking for the grace to carry our crosses. We ask for the strength to carry the cross. So we ask the Lord helps us to not carry it alone, to not try to escape it, but to truly find in that cross, to find life. Please stand.
Let us pray, dearly beloved, for the Holy Church of God, that our God and Lord be pleased to give her peace, to guard her and to unite her throughout